Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zo and Bertrand.
Hello, football, my old friend. I'm sitting watching you again. The games on Sunday are my favorite thing. But when the guys who are announcing say something stupid, we will make fun of them Monday. And so we play all the sounds of Sunday.
In the pocket, baby. Get in there. Yeah. Get in there. Mm. Oh.
Slip it.
There it is. Mm. Oh. Huh. Ah. There. There it is.
Sounds of Sunday. Let's get it going here.
I'll tell you, it feels like real football season. I guess officially.
We may need to mix in a new song or two this year on the Sounds of Sunday. What do you think?
On this?
No, not this. On the intro.
Oh, yeah, we'll do some real ones.
Yeah, we didn't do any last year. We rotated. We made so many the year before.
Right.
It's been a couple of years.
All right, we'll do some new ones. Yeah. Start with Cowboys Radio. First touchdown of the day.
Cobb in a slot on the right. Out of the gun. Prescott play action. Got a man wide open to the middle. That ball is caught by Jerwin at the five. And he walks in easy for the first Dallas touchdown of the year. Kellen Moore is a genius again.
They play actioned it. Nobody had Blake Jarwin covered down the middle of the field. You would have thought the Giants had seen enough of him in Week 17 last year, right, Brad? When he had his three touchdowns, they better figure out a way to stop 89.
It is the Academy Sports first touchdown of the game, and now Brett Maher for the Bank of America extra point to tie the game with 3:19 left first quarter.
I told Winship, he had his sales for Patriots Radio. Don't ever do this to the broadcast. It's pathetic. It's Dallas freaking Cowboys. The Cowboy radio guy. He wide open down the middle there. Hey, what do you think, Tex Ram? Hey, you know, we cover him.
It's brought to you by someone on the bank. Nope.
Every first down has a sponsor. That first down brought to you by.
What did they do last year? They start PA at the point after touchdown.
It's brought to you by.
They sell.
First down brought to you by Texaco.
That was the point used to sell the red zone to Heinz.
First down brought to you.
Oh, my God. Red zone to Heinz. Yeah.
Third down brought to you by oil.
That blown coverage brought to you by Dallas Irrigation. Blow out your sprinkler system this fall. Don't let them freeze. All right. Cardinals radio. Game tying touchdown here in the fourth quarter.
Well, this is it right here. You're going to dial one up for the little guy's going to put a pill to Larry. Well, this is it right here. Nut cutting time.
You know, but say you do it, get your nuts cut. That bomb, picture of that bomb. Is that
bag bomb?
That's a real thing?
That's a real product.
If somebody would have dry issues with the change in weather,
that would work for you.
Go back. Murray in the gun. Two receivers right, two to the left, including Fitz, who's in the slot. And now they shift everybody around. First and goal on the four. Fitz in motion left to right. Shotgun snap. Murray rolls to the right. Throws near side to Fitz. Caught! And he's into the end zone for the touchdown! Back-to-back touchdown passes by Kyler Murray. There's the innovation. Executed beautifully. And they're 2 points away from tying this thing with 43 seconds left.
And they go to the Japanese fighting fish. Larry Fitzgerald, the scourge of the red zone.
Can I just point of order here, Your Honor? this whole setup.
Well, this is it right here. Nut cutting time.
Right.
Murray in the gun.
It was not. It was so painfully obvious that the Cardinals were going to tie that game, get the 2-point conversion. I'm only shocked that they didn't go on to win it. The hapless Lions and the defensive genius of Matt Patricia will allow 17-18 unanswered in the last half of the fourth quarter to blow a lead.
16-point lead with 6 minutes left.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
What are you doing?
So, no, there was the nut cutting time was over. It was obvious that the Cardinals were going to, at the very least, tie that game up. I'm just shocked they didn't win it outright.
Are Japanese fighting fish, those are badasses.
Oh, yeah, they're very good.
Did you get to ever get the Tetris for your kid? Like, you got to keep them separate? Like, in those little jars you get at the pet store?
Yeah, multiple tanks is the only way.
And you get, really, they have dividers to put them because they would eat each other.
Japanese fighting
That's
fish.
That's awesome.
Nice Dolphin. Coach. Nice coach you have there.
Oh, yeah. He's real deal. He's propped himself up on that crutch, on that single crutch for the entire game.
Did you hear him after the game? He's like, no, it's obvious that we had to go. We had to go for it there because you don't need points. And it's what are you gonna do?
Yeah,
it's evident. I've the structure's right there.
I really don't. I don't have any interest in that guy right now. Dolphins radio. This is what it sounds like when your team is losing 59-10 in the fourth quarter. What do you think they're talking about, if anything?
The beach. Nothing.
Walton takes the handoff off right tackle. Not a lot of running room out to the maybe a yard gain to the 31. Michael Pierce the stop.
Five, six, seven, eight,
ten,
nine,
10,
11.
Third and nine coming up.
13 seconds.
What is it, a baseball
nothingness?
Broadcast?
Baseball.
And then he copied the PA guy.
What am I listening to, the Red Sox?
Oh, that's right. He's echoing the PA guy. Listen.
Third and nine coming up.
Who was that high school?
It sounds like that
high school guy.
The high school mimicking guy.
Yeah.
Check that.
So the Patriots come to town next week. The Dolphins travel to Dallas. And they'll end September back home here against the Chargers.
Well, this is Jimmy Cephalo talking.
Rosen out of the shotgun. Three receivers flanked to his left.
It sounds like he's doing the broadcast in secret. Like someone yelled at him. It's like, turn the damn radio off. We're not doing this anymore.
So the Patriots will be here next week, and then they got to go on the road. It's
Jimmy Cephalo. Jimmy Cephalo's talking there. So obviously Bob Greasy is trying to asphyxiate himself. Joe Rose, the other guy, who's got a lot of energy, is real great. Zoe, it's good to see you. Come on to Joe Rose show this week, which I will do. Because I like Joe.
Two or three.
No gain on the play.
Scratch that, no gain.
Third and nine coming up.
You know what he sounds like there? Remember Bob Ross, the painter? Oh, what you gonna do here?
Yes,
there's gonna be a nice little path for the bunny rabbit.
Walton takes the handoff off right tackle. Not a lot of running room out to the maybe a yard gain to the 31. Michael Pierce the stop.
Put a couple of little bushes down here, maybe for a rabbit to hide.
I like those guys, and
nice
out of respect for that broadcast, I'm not gonna go say hi to him before the game because I don't want to rub it in. Because Joe's always like, "Don't you get your ring again? We got nothing down here."
First down, Scott Daniel.
That kid would make me go watch that high school game wherever he broadcast.
Scratch that. I didn't catch it. Turns out I didn't catch it.
Turns out not a completion.
Do you know that during our Pop Warner games, we have an announcer and a DJ? It's pretty good.
So Zoe got a present during the game yesterday on the Patriots radio broadcast.
Brady stands in, guns it to the left side, caught by Edelman on the run, hit him in stride, ran it across the 40-yard line, and tackled by Hilton to the 42.
Field goal. Hey, very nice of Al Michaels sent more mashed potatoes over. I missed him in a pregame, and I went over, and he had a nice little weekend. They love coming here. I mean, they stay at the Four Seasons. Why wouldn't you like
him? Oh. Al's the best. He's the best play-by-play guy in the business.
You had the mashed potatoes, yeah.
We're supposed to be the ones offering the hospitality to him, but he's feeding you.
Yeah.
The first and 10 out of the...
They get better hospitality, Bob.
We should be getting potatoes mashed, sent over to his broadcast booth.
You should have seen
why mashed potatoes?
You should have seen the catering going in there at halftime.
Why mashed potatoes?
Yes.
Holy smokes.
Because of the way the mashed potatoes are presented in that square tin that had some melted butter across the top, and there was a slight crust there, and there was a big ladle. The guy said, here, try it. And Al, during the broadcast, sent another bowl over.
Oh, all right.
And Capello actually took a spoon and had some.
They didn't look like that.
He goes,
I can tell you they looked way better
than
that.
That's KFC. That's pretty good stuff.
There's another wrong way. KFC mashed potatoes.
That's good. If you want cafeteria-style potatoes with zero salt and gravy made out of a packet, but is delicious, you eat the KFC mashed potatoes.
I don't think there's zero salt in any
KFC. There's probably plenty of salt in there.
Hey, we did hear a familiar sound from Bob Soucy last night.
He didn't turn his head around for the pass.
And you're lucky he saw this coming.
Mm-hmm.
Brady,
here we go.
Keep it playing. You got more?
Mm-hmm.
Brady goes down. He learns, and as he talked about, how to take hits now. He turns so he doesn't land on that shoulder. He did that. It's good to have you back.
I got to watch that, don't I?
You didn't do it on TV. You do it here.
Third and 16 for the 21 Baltimore smash marks.
You do it on TV. And you're lucky he saw this coming.
Mm-hmm.
Four games on TV. Never did it. Now all of a sudden he's got sleeves rolled up and his finger on his lip.
Mm-hmm. Sound like he's drinking some of his hot tea.
He did turn and ask for water. Hot water at the end of the game.
I went and got him.
Oh, you did it.
I went and got it for him.
That's so nice of you.
I did.
More you can do.
We take care of each other in there.
Versatility.
Finally, Zoe, very happy to see some familiar faces there in front of the booth last night.
Good to see you as we slid back over to the radio side, our friends in front of us here. We'd love to stay active, raising those fists with cups in them. Beatles right here. He's here. Beetle. Yeah, there you go. Stand up. Yeah. There you are.
There you are.
There's no way those three are going to work tomorrow. God bless them.
Yeah, well, you need a job to go to work.
Let's just hope they've got somebody to get them home after this game.
Mr. Party Pooper.
Such a Debbie Downer, Soucy.
Been producing the rideshare app and be going to the rideshare lot.
Hope they're taking an Uber or a Lyft. Oh, man. Mm-hmm. I love those guys. Those lunatics.
Yeah.
I love them. And they don't leave early.
You know when they get...
They stick in there to the bitter end.
You know when
That's
they
I
get...
love that crowd's leaving early. These guys, they're not going nowhere.
They never raise the fist to cheer except for one moment during a game. It's every time they recognize the military and they come out in the end zone. Everybody's like, let's give a hand for the troops of the night. They put the beers down. Fist pumps. USA. Damn right. God, I wanted Army win this weekend.
Oh.
Stupid.
And Michigan celebrating that win like they had won the national title or something.
Embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Where's that? Where's their season going, Hardy?
I don't know. If you need double overtime in Ann Arbor to beat Army,
yeah.
My guess is nowhere good.
Isn't it Big Brother? Isn't Big Brother? Your Big Brother?
Yeah, that's Big Brother.
Big Brother.
Big Bad Brother. They're in Ann Arbor. Double overtime to beat an unranked team. Sharp. All right, that's it for Sounds of Sunday, Jim.
Thanks, Hardy. Thanks, Jim. Thanks, T-Bone.
Nice job, boys.
Thanks, everybody. 90 seconds, no commercials, headlines, and we're right back with more of your calls.
Hot.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.